Good morning, everybody. We are coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Good morning to everybody. It is Thursday. I'm Tom. We all know the Master Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How are we today?
I'm doing good. Did you almost fall over right there?
No, I actually didn't.
Like you just bumped into that tire, and I was like, I held you up there for a second.
I actually didn't. Bub was filling me in on a story, and then, of course, the producer never tells us when we're live until we're live, so I had to finish that with my back turned to you. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. And how about Miss Outlaw? The Outlaw is loose and running around Abacoa. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the finest in boutique accessories and apparel. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner here, Bub, coming out of San Francisco, brewed right here in West Palm Beach. Monkey in Paradise reminds you, Bub,
please drink responsibly.
And they are vodka.
Done Bubba style.
And we're with the Monkey in Paradise C7 Corvette. We're going to tell you why in just a moment, Bub. Tony Franco and Hooked on Driving, Bub. Let's talk a little bit about them. Good morning to Tony and crew, the world's best driving school in anywhere, Bub.
Yeah, high performance HPDE. It's high performance driving education. Super cool group of guys out there. Everybody out there always has their phones on loud like this guy.
Right on, man. And so, I took it out of my pocket to even turn it off, too.
That's worse. So who's going 20 different directions? So you know what, man? All the guys over there at HPD were also Hooked on Driving. It's literally the funnest possible environment you could imagine yourself being in if you guys are in that high-performance car life. Not even the high-performance side of it. Even if you just like lifted trucks and you just like the sound of engines or, you know, whatever your appeal may be to, you know, fast cars, loud cars, candy paints, lifted, lowered, whatever it is your appeal may be, these guys out there have it covered. They literally create multiple events that are worldwide that allow you to bring yourself and your own car out, and they have professional drivers like ours, 14BEM, Geo Hammerbeck. They will literally put you behind the wheel of your own car, show you what your car has its potential to do, and then they will literally switch seats with you and teach you and progressively push you through this program of going from a novice to intermediate to advanced to a pro driver. And you can literally go through all these classes in your own car, feeling comfortable, and just having the safest, funnest time you could possibly imagine.
Wonder if anybody's seeing a theme of what Bub's putting together here. We do have the Monkey in Paradise C7 Corvette, brand new tires, Hooked on Driving, Bub, Cars and Coffee, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. We will be there this Sunday, 9 to 12. The tour bus and everything arrives a little bit earlier for the public to start seeing.
Yep.
Sunday from noon to 9 to noon.
9 to noon, yes.
At the Palm Beach Outlet.
That's Palm Beach Outlet.
Yes, sir, it is.
This weekend, that's Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. Full weekend ahead of us again already, as you can see. It's
going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Thursday afternoon. It's Thursday morning, essentially. We still have a lot of work to be done here around the BEM facility, but we also have a lot of stuff to do in terms of getting the track cars ready. We have the Vette ready. We have the Porsches ready. We have the BMW M3 getting ready. We have the S550 Mustang. That's under the wraps for SEMA, so you guys are going to have to stay tuned on that one.
Big meeting about that this morning, wasn't there, Bob?
Yeah, man. So a lot of good things going on. We've got a lot of crazy builds going on around the facility, and that's exactly what we're doing here now with the C7 MIP track car.
Tonight is Racing Under the Lights. Team BEM will be on the track tonight, Bub. I have music class from 6 to 6:30, I think.
Yep.
And then I'm heading directly out to meet you at Palm Beach International Raceway with our world rally car champion, Mr. Geo Hammerback, Bubba, Monkey in Paradise, Tony and Franco from Hooked on Driving, the whole crew, and we will be racing under the lights tonight.
Yep.
It's going to be fun, Bub.
Yep.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Looking
dude.
Forward to it, man.
Yep,
it's going to be a lot of fun. Today, Bub, you've got the Monkey in Paradise C7 Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Corvette here in the main facility with us. We're doing some wheel and tire upgrades or some wheel upgrades, Bub. We'll show everybody why we decided to do that. This particular set of wheels, Bub, as we can see, Mr. Producer, can you see these? No?
There you go.
Are completely bald. These have been used. So we are going to replace these worn out wheels or tires, Bub, with a brand new set of Nittos from Kenny down at Wheel Pros.
Yeah, man. So, you know, just like everything we do here, we are sponsored by some of the largest names in the industry when it comes to wheels and tires, when it comes to engine performance, transmissions and drivetrains, suspension companies like Steeda, you know, huge names in the industry that we are all partnered up with because of the quality of work that not only we do here at BEM, but also the quality of products that they produce on their end. That's exactly what we're working with here on the MIP track Corvette, right? So this car was riding on originally a set of Nitto Invos. So these tires have been replaced once from the dealership. This car has had a lot of wear and tear put on it already. The Nitto Invos are a great tire for more of like a high performance slash luxury car, right? So you would consider everything from maybe AMG series cars to maybe Porsches to, man, throw some of them out there. You know, a lot of like your high
Ferrari, luxury Lamborghini
stuff. More of your sedan slash high performance
Rolls Royce,
than
Bentley.
Anything, right? So they will ride on anything, but they're also, with that, they're very limited in sizing, right? So what we're going to do is actually upgrade the Track Vet to a set of the NT05s. This is Nitto's kind of more street strip use tire. It's not the NT05R, which is the R2 compound, a softer radial version, which is mint.
So there's
track.
A 5R, you're
there's
saying?
There's a 5R, yes.
The R being the rubber compound or the stickier compound?
The race compound, which is R2. So it's a softer
tire. And the difference
tire.
Is it's softer, it gets heated, and
yes.
It grips better. It
sticks a lot better, which on a car like this, it's laying down just over 850 horsepower to the tire. You probably want to have the R compound. However, on this wheel size that we're working with and the height on the fender well of this car going into a 315, which is what the R is offered in, going to that 315 tire size literally gets this thing right at about 28 and a half inches tall, little taller than what we want to have on the back of this Vet, and it's actually going to be too wide of a tire for these factory rims. So we had to go with something right in between. We went the 305 rear, 245 front, and it's going to be a perfect fitment, staggered, hold the road exactly how it should. It's going to give them a little bit more meat and traction on the rear of this car to plant that power a little better.
When we talk about 315 and 245, Bob, what do those numbers mean?
So those are actually the aspect ratio, the tire ratio of the sizing, right? So there's actual calculations you can do. It's not like the old days people think, well, it's a 40 or it's a 50 or it's a 45, it's a 35. That makes it wider, it makes it lower, it's all different. Those two numbers, you have to change the combination together all the time to change everything about the tire, both its height and its width. You don't just change one from like a 245-50 mm-hmm. and to go to a 245-45 to say get it skinnier. It's going to adjust both numbers. It's going to adjust height and it's going to adjust width. Correct. So it's not just changing one number and dropping it down. Some people think that's the way it goes. It's not the way it goes. So you have to be knowledgeable. You have to have a perfect skill set for it and a true understanding of tire sizes and their dimensions, or go to the next level and go out and look at all these companies' websites like nittotire.com. You can pull up their entire model line of tires, every size you could imagine, and it literally shows full dimensions and specs. It shows the actual tread width, which is from the edge of tread. It shows a section width, which is the edge of the middle portion of the tire between the bead and the tread itself where it touches the pavement. And then it also has a height, overall diameter, which is all inflated. These are given at inflated numbers, so it tells you what it's going to be and a recommended rim width. So on this tire, I think this was good for anything between a 8 to a 9.5 inch rim. So we're going to fall right in between there with the factory 8.5 inch rims. It's going to be a perfect fitment, no scrubbing, no rubbing, and it's going to look great on this car and improve the traction.
It is a very technical science, Bob. Like everything you know about your business of 15 years, which is what makes you one of the top three in the world today, you know all of these technical dimensions. You mentioned the second number, 245-50. Mm-hmm. What does the second number represent?
Well, so that's what I was saying. You know, is these two numbers represent both the width and the height combined, right? So it's a matter of going through and knowing how to use those calculators or the sizing, depending on how you want to look into it. Some people back into it, some people come in from the front side, right? It's all about the way you have a mental understanding of tire sizes and ratios and how you get them to fit on your car accordingly. So one is going to equivalent to the height, one is going to be to the width, but the two of them are always going to change, even if you change one digit of one or the other.
Okay.
It's not just going to change one piece of it.
I get it. So one has to complement the other.
Correct.
And Bob, one of the things, if anybody goes out and researches the Palm Beach International Raceway, which is where we'll be tonight, you will see that coming out of turn 10, it is what we call a sticky wicket. It's a bad turn. And you're coming into that turn, you're coming out of turn 9, catching a little bit of a straight, and then coming into turn 10. And it's a very dangerous turn. You see a lot of these Corvettes, these front mounted motors, rear drive, those Corvettes are hitting that wall an awful lot. In fact, a lot of the front drive platforms are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's funny because it's all about your driving skill, man, and the way your car handles and sticks to the road and the track, more importantly. If it's not sticking, you're gonna set yourself up for failure, and that's actually why the MIP Track Vet hasn't been out at the past two events.
Correct.
It's been out on display for everybody to see. Everybody wants to see the car and enjoy the car, take photos with the car. You know, listen to the car. It sounds like an absolute just raw horsepower animal.
You've got it running good, man.
But you know what? At the same time, you have to know when that limit is of stop. You know, there's a safety line that always gets crossed, and you have to make sure you're there. And Alex, the driver of the MIP Track Vet, knows, listen, I couldn't push that car any harder than I could. The brakes were worn out on it, even though they're big brake Brembo kit. they're worn out, the pads aren't doing what they should do, the tires are not sticking to the track, and as a good pro driver, you can feel that in the seat of the car and the steering wheel. You'll know when you're pushing that
limit.
That's correct. And you don't want to get to a point where you're unsafe, not only for yourself, but for all the other racers out on the track.
I was asking somebody last night if they'd like to go racing with us this evening, and they were kind of feared because they were worried about the car. First of all, because I have a reputation of wrecking things, although admittedly,
yes.
I've never done it at the track.
Nothing at the track.
Everybody
probably because you have plenty of open room.
But yes. Everybody has complimented me on my ability to drive on the track. And I'm very appreciative of that. I like positive affirmation and positive comments. And I was telling this person last night, come on, let's go. Once you experience this in person, it's a totally different thing. They said, well, we'll watch from the grandstands. You can't get a feel for what these cars are doing going down the back stretch or the front stretch at 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's a totally different feeling. I mean, when you're sitting there, you know, watching from the side, you're almost just watching and you're waiting and you're trying to see what's going on, but you have no interaction on a personal level with truly what's taking place.
Right, that's it.
And you know, we talk about it all the time. When you go and you get behind the wheel of the car, once you've been certified by, like, you know, for example, Gio Hammerbeck, our professional rally and race driver,
yes.
Once he certifies you to go out and either run a novice solo or going out, you know, advanced with him, depending on your car and your skill set, once you actually get out there and you're behind the wheel of that vehicle, it gives you a totally different mindset on it, because it's literally, yes, it's something where you're moving at such a high rate of speed, you're pushing a lot of weight through corners, it can go wrong like
that,
right?
Quick. Just
so
that quick.
So when you're doing this, you know, you put so much focus and effort into it that you literally lose everything else in your mind. Like,
that's
you
right.
Don't think about, you know, when I'm doing it, I don't think about things that I've got to do tomorrow. I don't think about things I've got to do in an hour. You know, I'm out there and you focus on driving that car, controlling it, being safe, but pushing it to its true potential and its full max limit, so that you can go out and make some proof for yourself and have some fun.
And you have to be careful out there,
big time, yeah.
Mr. Producer, did you have a question, sir? I see you holding your phone up. Four questions.
Alex Newby, the tires looks good.
Good morning, Alex from Monkey in Paradise. He is the driver of the Monkey
pretty
in
sure
Paradise.
I just want to throw this out there. Pretty sure our producer just called him Newton, like Fig Newton.
That's it.
Alex Fig Newton.
That's it. Alex is the driver of the Monkey in Paradise, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports C7 Corvette you see here in the background and have seen featured here previously. Alex is also the co-driver of the Monkey in Paradise, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally car with Gio Hammerbeck. Good morning, Alex. Mr. Producer.
Mike McCloskey, is that my new rim to
your
right?
Yes.
Is that my what? Where is he? Mike, where are we, brother? Brother Mike, where are we? Is
no, it more that's his new rim to the right.
No, Brother Mike, that's a car. Good morning to
if
Mike
you
McCloskey.
Want that rim, I mean, I don't think it's going to look good on that color we chose, but
no, I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
No, not at all.
No.
And that's a Chevrolet wheel. You don't want that, Brother Mike. Good morning.
I'll be drilling holes.
Love you,
man.
I really do. I love you out there. Mr. Producer, go ahead, babe.
Jeff, finally,
a new set of
rubber on
the MIP racer. Is that Jeff, our brother from the Lion Pride? Jeff Moore,
yes,
from Morpheus?
Morpheus.
Jeff, good morning. Our brother Lion from down there at Morpheus Designs. Morpheus Designs are the best in wraps in the entire world, the best in graphics in the entire world. I mean, Bub, have you seen the Tony Franco Hooked on Driving trailer that Jeff and Jesse just did at Morpheus?
It's insane, man. It looks so good, dude.
Dang, dude.
I mean, it's not just like a trailer. We discussed this before. It's not just a trailer with a wrap. This is literally a trailer that says a story start to finish.
That's right.
You know, it tells you what Hooked on Driving is. It's not just a logo stuck on the side and leaves people wondering, like, what does that mean? It's literally like the full track events that they do it, you know, all the way across the bottom, describes you and your car. It's all kinds of cool stuff out there. So it kind of makes sense when you see it going down the road.
And Morpheus is down there with, they are teamed up with Torque Auto Storage.
Yep.
People should look that up online. You want to see some of the finest classic or Italian cars in the world, the exotics, they're right there at Torque Auto Storage with Morpheus Design.
Yep.
And it's right there. Jesse is an amazing guy. Jeff is a co-owner. People don't know the backstory of it. And he's also a private pilot. Those are good people. They are part of the Lion Pride, and they are super, super good people. Jeff, will you be attending the race tonight? I'd like to know, because I'd certainly like to see you get a hug and get out on the track with you. I think I might like to bump you off the track, as a matter of fact.
Boy.
Go
so
ahead, Mr.
Right
Producer.
There.
Mark
Hoffman,
good morning, Tom Bubba, and Big Money. I am just about ready for another night.
Good morning to Mark Hoffman, who is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt car driver up in Maryland. And
yeah,
he's tearing it up right now. He's just been written up out up there because of the quality of the vehicle that he's driving.
He has a five back-to-back win.
Five wins. And this
That's
week, if
solid.
He wins, this would be the sixth win for Mark out
pretty
there
good.
In the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Monte Carlo racing on
pretty
dirt.
Pretty solid, dude.
Yes. And Mark, next time when you call the show, not the front desk line,
yes.
the show line, the hotline, if you want to call in on Saturday morning from 9 to 10 to the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, doing it Bubba style, is 714-242-5166. That's 714-242-5166. Don't call the front desk, call the studio hotline, Bubba. So, Bubba, we're going to get this car kind of wrapped up here.
Yep.
Tonight, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team will be in effect with Alex and the Monkey in Paradise Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yo, I got a lot of work to do, man.
And I hope Brother Jeff's out there. I really would like to see him on the track tonight. He and I have a great, great time when we're together, man.
Yeah, super wonderful. Aside from that, I've got a lot of work to
get done. You got your brakes done on this car?
I got brakes, I got tires, I got a mountain balance, I got to do an oil change, I got to get the synthetic fluid swapped in this car, get it ready for the track, set the tire pressures, finish painting a chopper, do the pinstriping on the chopper, clear coat the chopper, go to the gym by 3. What?
What?
Well, it's going to happen.
My head's spinning, bub.
Yeah,
my
head's spinning.
The producer has a question.
And I got a car that's getting dropped off. Oh.
It's one of the Marlins, bub.
Come on.
The clutch went out of it. Yeah.
Was that donker that pulled up out front? Is that why it's orange? Because of the Marlins?
Because of the orange.
You know what I'm saying?
By the way, bub.
Just put the big M with the freaking with the Marlin right across the front of the hood.
Another very, very happy client went out in that Challenger today.
Yeah, man, that was the one we discussed yesterday. If you guys didn't see it on our live stream, go to the website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Scroll down, click on the YouTube links, click on the Facebook or the Instagram. You'll see all those shots, any of them, whatever your preference is social media-wise. You'll see that car we discussed yesterday. It was a 2016 Challenger SRT8. It went out of the shop this morning. It looks absolutely stunning. Can't even tell the freaking thing has ever had a single flaw with this car, and it's brand new right off the showroom, so it's exactly what you would have wanted. And it turned out, I mean, just like mass production quality.
The other thing, too, is, Bob, I want to congratulate you. You've been building a 1970 Buick GS for a client by the name of Dave Matarese.
Yes, this is true.
And it has been through a series of flaws with past people and painters that you've held back there.
Yep.
You now have that car completed and ready to put the interior in.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You have been killing it.
You know, I've been cranking, dude. I've been in the paint shop. I've mentioned it multiple times. Been back there for probably 2-3 weeks. And, you know, I'm just focusing on knocking these cars out. I've got my full body guys out there getting the cars ready and prepped for me. But I'll tell you what, man, I just can't sit around and just keep waiting for guy after guy after guy to get the stuff done. So I've been back there. I think I painted probably freaking 10 cars this week alone, just flowing through the stuff. I got paint flowing all over the place back there.
Don't even know
if I'm painting cars the right color anymore at this point, but I'm getting them done.
How about all the great updates at in our administrative area, man?
Yeah, man, super good. A lot of strength coming out of here right now.
Man, how about that? You and I literally left a little bit early. We had some business to attend to. We're doing a lot of things here to reshape the business, a lot of meetings, a lot of good stuff going on right now, Bub. And in fact, we have a meeting today with...
No chance. Not a chance.
I do. 1 o'clock with
Wells
Fargo. You're going to have to be in there with us.
You're going to have to grab somebody else and put a freaking mask on that looks like me.
We have a 1 o'clock meeting today with the guys from Wells Fargo. Forget.
Yeah,
big things going on. But how nice was it yesterday when somebody who's so competent is sitting there while you're out and your messages are coming through to your phone while you're moving, allowing you to work while you're out on the road?
Super nice, man. You know, she does a great job. Our new office manager, Shannon, does a great job for us, man. She literally has calendars set up for us. They're literally hitting our phones with like these yes or no, maybe question marks and all kinds of stuff. You don't, on the go, you can just tap it and roll.
And
it's already set up. It goes through everyone's freaking calendar and all of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports database. So it's insane the way she's got the system set up. It works flawlessly so far. I'm loving what she's doing. Just letting her go and make the changes and make it functional, man. Because we need to focus out here and
do
what we do best. It's designing, it's building. We can't do it from sitting at our desks.
And one of the other things we discussed yesterday, Bub, you and I had a very long meeting yesterday morning, about 3 hours long behind closed doors. And one of the things that I stepped away from because of the popularity of our number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, I've been working with that in the afternoons, and you've effectively said we're not doing that anymore. We're going to rebroadcast the day show in one primetime spot at 8 o'clock in the evening.
That's it.
So people on iTunes and Spreaker and all of those places, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, which is where we're broadcast from, can hear it rebroadcast at that time. I am going back to I am a great literary passion. And I love to write. I'm very good with the written word. You've asked me to drop that side of the business and to pick up and start writing daily Facebook stories again like we used to do up until 2 years ago.
Yeah, man. So, you know, you guys stay tuned for that stuff. If you guys haven't seen or haven't been privy to it, it was something that he used to do every day. He would sit down, maybe not every day, every other couple days, depending on the size of the story, but we actually are going to limit it. There were times where we would literally do a full start to finish job, and we're talking restorations, we are talking pro tourings. We would do these things, 150 plus photos online in categories that were super detailed and a lot of fun. You could literally sit down for an hour, grab a drink, and just read these things and read the story. Every picture had a story and a step and a procedure. It showed how truly in touch he was with everything that was going on.
Thank you, Bob.
I want to switch that around and keep it down to a max of maybe 5 photos, just
you
a quick start,
max.
Start to finish. I said 10, but I dropped it to 5. He's stuck at 10 for some reason. So
I need a little room to tell the story.
Yeah, then I know it's going to be 20. Then it's going to be 26.
No, I'm not.
Then it's going to be like 33. Then it's going to be 47.
I'll keep it at 10 for the audience because,
Jesus.
Like you said, things have changed in that 2 years
well,
since I stopped
roll,
doing
man.
That.
You pull
and
your phone out, you hit
it,
you just roll, and then you go on. You like something, you move on. You like something, you move on. You don't sit and stop for an hour and sit down and do it like we are right now. We're just kind of going on and on and on.
Well, it's been challenging. I had to shut my door this morning for about an hour because Facebook has changed the format of posting these pictures so you can tell a story, and I had to find a back door in. You know, of course, my door's shut and people are banging on. I'm like, please, people, leave me alone.
Like when the door's shut, don't knock. It's closed for a reason. I'm busy.
I'm trying to focus.
Write it down. I'll get to you later. Unless something's on fire, don't interrupt me right now.
Yeah, you asked me.
And I've had probably 10 interruptions while I'm cutting a set of freaking custom graphics out on a flamed out bike I've been building for a very long time. Everybody, you guys are going to have to wait to see this thing. Candy paint, I'm running probably 20 plus coats of paint on this thing for the custom colors, the graphics, the striping, and man, I'll tell you what, I've probably had 10 people interrupt me while I'm working with razor blade doing fine cutting on 1/8 inch fine line, doing all kinds of crazy graphics and designs, and I got people just talking to me, asking me questions, and show me this, and show me that. Man, god dang it, dude, get away
from me.
Leave
me alone.
Let me either cut my hand open or mess up this graphic.
You and I are very focused. We've spent a lot of time thinking about the refacing of the business and streamlining and making things much faster. Finally, we've uncorked things and are moving very well. I'm very proud of you, Bub.
Yes.
Very proud of you. You are very special. As my son, you touch my heart every day.
All right, well, let's keep going here. I got to get going.
Till tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and all the fine family of people here to you. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. .com. Don't forget, visit our online store at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com and shop in our online store. Lots of great merchandise, great products, great prices, fun stuff. Miss Outlaw, the Outlaw is loose here in Abacoa, the Jupiter, Florida area for the finest in boutique accessories and apparel. It is Layla and Miss Outlaw Boutique at 561-660-6695, Facebook and on the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise is vodka done Bubba style, the 2-time double gold winner coming out of California, right here, West Palm. The best. The Monkey reminds you to please drink responsibly. Morpheus Designs for the very best in wraps and graphics. It is Morpheus Designs. Jeff and Jesse, they give you chills. They're wonderful people out there, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Franco, Hooked on Driving, will be with the crew tonight under the lights racing the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team will be in full effect. Come out and join us, please. It's the best fun you'll ever have. We may put you in a car with us. How about that? And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We will be there off of Exit 71 with the Race and Rally Team set up for you to come visit. Free. It's free. It's free. It's, you know, and Monster's going to be there. They're dedicating all kinds of stuff to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team to give away. Watch for an announcement coming out of that. Monster and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Yes, there's a marriage forming. So tomorrow, we'll bring you a wrap-up. Is that right, Mr. Producer? We're doing the wrap-up, the Week in Review next week. Yes, the Week in Review will be tomorrow. It'll be a lot of fun. Make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive way. Join us tonight at Palm Beach International Raceway. We'll be there. Open the door if somebody's hands are full. Give somebody a pair of shoes if they got holes in their feet. Or feed them if they're hungry. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.